It was the year of people power, of revolution.
Something I'd never seen before, a phalanx of men on horseback and on camels.
And bloodshed that doomed dictators.
No one's going home. No one's going to go home. We're in this till the end, even if it means we're going to die.
It started with one man in one country, Tunisia, who set himself on fire when the police confiscated his fruit cart, leaving him with no way to make money. That set off a movement that kicked out longtime president Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. A region was gripped with freedom fever. Fueled by social media, protests erupt in Algeria, then Yemen. Its leader, Ali Abdallah Saleh, seriously injured when his palace was shelled, left the country for treatment, returned, and later gave up power. Protests in Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan. Egyptians filled Tahrir Square in the center of Cairo, protesting for weeks.
These protests have gone on all day long. It's now almost 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's 2 hours after curfew has begun, but still the square is packed with people, and these protests will likely go well into the night.
Their demand, longtime ruler Hosni Mubarak has to go. By February, he was gone.
Did you ever imagine that this would be happening in Egypt?
Never. 1 month ago, I would never imagine. And for me, I'm a young man, and I always believe that my generation will never make any history.
The Arab Spring then hits Libya. The opposition's galvanized to get rid of Muammar Gaddafi. NATO launches air support. The country becomes a war zone. Tripoli eventually falls.
This is an important day, especially for the rebels who Gaddafi said would never be able to break his spirit, would never be able to take the city.
8 bloody months later, the tyrant was dead. The world's attention now focused on Syria. Will it be the next domino to fall? Even with the brutal crackdown of the regime, demonstrators are on the streets. According to the UN, at least 5,000 have been killed since March. Some fight for their freedom, others protest for bread and butter. In Europe, thousands demonstrate, angry at tough economic conditions. Furious protesters in Greece battled with riot police for weeks against pay cuts and layoffs.
This was called a suicide vote, though, earlier on by the Bank of Greece governor. He said, if we don't pass this, the country's gone.
In England, peaceful protests turned ugly. Discontented youth fought with police and looted and destroyed parts of the city. In September, the Occupy Wall Street movement started in New York and soon gripped major capitals around the world, condemning the wealthiest 1% for leaving the other 99% out in the cold. And by December, a glimpse of people power in Russia. Thousands marched, rejecting election results favoring Vladimir Putin's party, frustrated too with corruption and economic stagnation. 2011 shattered and rattled the political orders of the world.
This will send shockwaves throughout the region.
Setting in motion a wave of discontent that promises to wash into the years to come. Zane Vergy, CNN, London.